Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky lashed out at the North Atlantic Treaty Organization as the NATO summit was underway in Vilnius. He said in a statement that it's unprecedented and absurd not to have a time frame for Ukraine's NATO membership, adding that uncertainty is weakness. At this stage, NATO members such as Hungary openly oppose Ukraine's membership, citing the ongoing war and other concerns, such as Kiev's perceived ill-treatment of minorities, including ethnic Hungarians. Zelensky said he would openly discuss Ukraine joining NATO at the summit, pointing out that his nation is already integrated into the alliance. He says when we applied for membership in NATO, we spoke frankly. De facto, Ukraine is already in the alliance. Our weapons are the weapons of the alliance. Our values are what the alliance believes in. And our defense is precisely the element of Europe's formula that makes it united, free, and at peace. If Ukraine joins, it will enjoy collective security, as NATO countries are obliged to defend fellow members who are attacked. However, US President Joe Biden cautioned that Ukraine needs more preparations to join NATO.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent, as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together. I don't think there is unanimity in NATO about whether or not to bring Ukraine into the NATO family now, at this moment, in the middle of a war. For example, if you did that, then, you know, we're determined to commit every inch of territory that is NATO territory. It's a commitment that we've all made, no matter what. If the war is going on, then we're all in a war. You know, we're in war with Russia, if that were the case.
He said, however, that the U.S. could offer Ukraine similar security guarantees as it does for Israel. Yet following Biden's comments, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg added to confusion, suggesting that Ukraine would get a roadmap on membership.
I expect our leaders will reaffirm that Ukraine will become a member of NATO and unite on how to bring Ukraine closer to its goal.
He also had good news for Sweden. In a significant turnaround, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed to support Sweden's entry into NATO. That also put pressure on Hungary, the only other military alliance state not yet ratifying the Nordic nation's membership. Other thorny issues being discussed at the summit are plans by the United States to send cluster bombs to Ukraine, which several allies fear could lead to many civilian casualties. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.